My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's a very special day for Mitch. Even though his dad's not taking him up there, it will be a little bit rainy tomorrow. 40% chance.
I'll bring
Could
an umbrella.
Have some rain. Oh, they'll bring an umbrella. It's good.
Crazy with a chance of eyeballs.
Saturday night will be scoop your...
Are you allowed to bring an umbrella to the stadium? I don't think you are.
It depends what kind. I had to leave one outside of Progressive Field.
I'm sure it'll be there when you walk out.
Well, those things just travel the world in different hands.
Fans are not permitted to carry umbrellas into the stadium, so there you go.
See, if you would have been to a...
Listen how deflated he was just there.
If you'd have been to a game before, you would have known that. But Mitch is 26 years old. He's going to his first... What, to some people, I can't say his first Browns game. To a lot of people, I can only say his first event inside Browns Stadium. I can't. I put it out there on social media. 216-474-0092. Does a preseason game count as a first Browns game for a grown man? So far, 88% of voters have said no.
It is a different feel, there's no doubt. But I have no problem if this is his first game. He's excited about it. He gets to be in that stadium. Now, I'll tell you what probably is partially deflating. For a month, we've talked about how bad the stadium is and how amazing this dome could be. So does that weigh into it, too? Like, when I first got to go to Municipal Stadium, I didn't know it was a dump. I didn't know. I found out very quickly.
Yeah, how old were you?
Had to be seven. Yeah, seven and a half.
Were you looking at...
I was amazed.
Architectural development of even Roman, your own house that you lived
in? I thought it was the Roman Coliseum. And I was downtown.
Yep.
And downtown, let's be honest, my parents told me all the time we were afraid to go downtown.
I also thought chicken nuggets were a delicacy, probably.
To feast your eyes on that for the very first time was amazing.
Your parents said, Johnny's on Fulton. You said, no, Tyson, please.
Right, exactly.
The first time I ever actually went downtown in Public Square, I kind of did something that... is definitely of a different generation that I don't think I should describe on the radio. I think I should describe it on the podcast maybe next week. Remind me of that. Because definitely it's something you would not do in 2024. Or really in the 2020s. Or really she shouldn't have done it in 1990. But either way, it was a different generation for her as best I could say it. The first time I ever went to the old stadium, it was... I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The sign, the Indian sign, which is now at the Western Reserve Historical Society... It's the biggest thing you ever saw.
Yeah.
The stadium was the biggest thing you ever saw. It was, everything was basically see-through. I remember my dad, we had lower deck seats. My dad took me to the upper deck, and you had to walk across that bridge with the fencing there. And I'm 5 years old, so I'm reaching up over the fencing and things like that. Saw the whole field. You could see the lake out in the blue, the Marlboro sign, the whole thing. Speaking of Marlboro, welcome to Flavor Country coming up at 7:45 for Fix My Life. And then we sat down the third base line. I've told that story a million times. I was 5 years old. It was the biggest structure I ever saw. And I didn't know. I I'd been to Fawcett Stadium before. I'd only been to old stadiums. So I didn't know what a dump was and what a pristine stadium was.
And I don't think, quite frankly, people cared back
then.
Yeah,
and clearly, obviously, this is before. I didn't know what a nice stadium was until I first got into Jacobs Field. That was it.
None of these places had any comforts of luxury. Yeah. That wasn't part of the deal.
Yeah, it was, here's your seats. There's concession stands and bathrooms and their troughs for men. And you go in, you pay your whatever, your two bits, and you go out. That's what it was. And so now I want to know from Mitch. I'm dead serious about this. I want you to keep an open mind.
Sure.
And I want you to tell me, try to get there early. You got to get there early for preseason games anyway because they shut down the roads and it's a weird situation. So make sure you get there early. I want you to walk around, give me a full scope of what you think. Have an open mind and let everybody know what you think of the stadium.
How early is early enough for me to get there?
Well, the gates should open at around 2:30. And they start closing down the roads around 1, so like make sure.
I think you got to get down and drink around the warehouse district or go to the Muni lot.
Yeah,
like,
man,
get down early. What else do you have to do?
That's the thing. My friend texted me the other day. It's like, hey, I'm going to pick you up. And I'm like, okay, what time? He goes, oh, about 3:30.
No.
I'm thinking to myself, unless he has something to do, then I might just have to drive myself.
Why? Is it because you guys have plans after the game?
Well, no, but I'd like to go out after the game since the city.
Has your friend been to Browns games before?
Oh, yeah. He goes, I'm sure he goes to, every one.
So that's why I say it doesn't count, because his Sherpa for Browns games here doesn't even consider this to be a real Browns experience. The game is the game. There's a whole experience that makes it a Browns game, yeah. Right?
There will be a kickoff and a triple zero.
I think pregame, honestly, Mitch, I think at this stage for you, and it's the first game, I think the pregame matters way more than the post.
Correct.
And I know it's a Saturday night, but I think you need to get there early. Go to some of these lots. People are so friendly. People start throwing beers at you to drink, unless you're wearing Pittsburgh gear.
Don't wear that stupid Cowboys jersey that you have.
Or the Pittsburgh cap. Don't wear that either.
Don't wear the Pirates hat.
Won't wear the Pirates hat. Won't wear the Steelers jersey. Won't wear the Bengals hat that I have, the Ravens wristbands.
You have a Bengals hat?
There is nobody. Kenny, you'll attest to this. Owen, you've been there on game days.
Yeah, all types of other things, I believe them.
There's no friendlier time in Cleveland than pregame if you're wearing the right gear.
Yeah.
So you don't even have to pay for a drink. If you just walk and you're normal, walk around and chant, "Here we go, Brownies."
You can definitely pull that off.
And people will let you on their campers if you're in the Muni lot. It's awesome.
Are we getting that in the preseason, though?
Yeah. Oh, they're still there.
Oh, yeah. It's not to the degree. Okay.
I've been to a couple
preseason games and never attempted. I park in a different spot than I normally do during the regular season. Never have attempted to do any of those things.
It's not the borderline Caligula that you might see at the home opener.
Those have always been Thursday night games, too, and so it's a little different.
But it's there. As I was leaving the stadium on Saturday, this was easily an hour and a half after the game. There was still a lot of people packing up and doing some stuff. It was still decently filled up over there in the Muni lot. So you could go over there to the Muni lot and have a good time.
It's a good dress rehearsal for you, for your actual real first Browns game that I hope you get in this year.
So it's not a real game?
No. Are you concerned with how the game ends, Mitch?
Not really, no.
And it's not a real game.
But here's the thing. I don't know if I'm going to be able to afford as good a seat to a regular season game as I am for this
one.
Yeah, that's correct. I'll say another thing. I talked to my kids about this. I have two of my boys that are like, I've never been to a Browns game. I'm like, we've taken you to the preseason tons of times. One of them played flag football at halftime during a preseason game. And I go, you were there on the field. He goes, oh, yeah, I forgot all about that. And he was in fourth grade when that happened.
You wait until the weather gets rough at the end of the season. If they're really good, it's going to cost all the gold in Straws Vegas.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Really bad. Lima knows this, and I know this. At one point, we were having the great giveaway on the stage.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was $6.50 in money, which coins. There was a beer.
We were literally paying listener to go to the
Lucy
game.
Cigarettes, and the one guy wanted the beer, the cigarettes. And we're going, are you going to the game? He's like, no. I go, you can't have the Lucy's and you can't have the beer unless you go to the game. That's the way it works. 216-474-0092. Mitch in Perry, or excuse me, Peter in Perrysburg to talk about
Come
Mitch.
Come a long way.
You're next up on the fan. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Peter.
I want to know, is Mitch going to buy a Minnesota Vikings hat?
Why is he going to buy a Minnesota Vikings hat?
Is he going to buy one for the game? I mean, people might be wearing those. He has to fit in.
Well, wait, does this count as a first game for him?
I mean, if he's... The cash they accept for the beer he's going to buy is going to be real, so technically, yes, it's a real game. It's an exhibition game, but it's still a game. They're still counting score, I guess. It's not a real Browns game unless he goes to the Muni lot and he goes on opening day. Like, that should be his first game. Mitch, don't go to this game. Tell your friend to just kick rocks. Go to the opener.
No.
There you go, Peter. That's right.
It's a waste of time for you, dude.
That's like, right, Peter.
Peter, thank
you. What are you doing, man? I don't understand. Here's what I want Mitch to do. I want Mitch to be lined up for week one in the Muni lot at 4 a.m. on Saturday morning, because that's how long it's going to take him to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to have the full fan experience of going to the Muni lot and have his friend carry him to the stadium and put him in his seat and then carry him out because he won't be able to stand.
That's
what I want from Mitch.
There is something here. Peter, and thank you very much for the call. And I'll say this, and I want to get to this Guardians thought that you have. I'll say this. Mitch, you have a tremendous opportunity here. There are people, like over the last couple of days, we had the mayor of Brook Park on. We had Blaine Griffin on, the city council president of the city of Cleveland. We've had a lot of movers and shakers about the stadium thing. There have been people on either side. You just want the Browns to move so you have a better press box to sit in. Lyman and I are like, we don't like press boxes. But either way. And then there's people, they don't understand the tradition. The traditionalists don't understand what can be done. Mitch, you claim you're a Browns fan. I don't know. It's still a little mixed. But either way, you have virgin eyes on that stadium. I want you to take a walk around, get a sense, tell me about the experience throughout the day. You can be a impartial, quote-unquote, Browns fan, mostly Browns fan, and a person that could start to set the record straight on whether or not we need a new stadium or the stadium that we're in just right now is just fine. Okay?
Okay.
You're not the judge, jury, and executioner on the idea, but it would probably weigh a lot. This is a grown man who for the first time ever is going to walk into that stadium and see everything, and we're going to find out whether or not it holds up. What did you want to say about the Guardians fans out there?
I had noticed over the course, obviously, we've been getting into it a little bit about, because Kenny's been so dialed in to a lot of these games. I'm not treating them like life or death. I'm just enjoying the wins. And, you know, there's been this back and forth between the two of us. But one thing I've definitely noticed, The Guardians, as of today, do they still have the best record in baseball? Because I know they didn't play yesterday. But they were at least tied for it.
I'm just going to assume they still do.
Okay, just for the sake of argument. And I said, you know, this is the latest that a Cleveland sports team has had the best record in their sport. We had to go back to the Cavs, the first LeBron go-around. Yeah. And then before
that... 66 win team.
And before that, you had to go to the 95 Cleveland Indians. So this rarely happens that this late into the season, we're three-quarters of the way, we have the best record. And yet I feel like the fans are not as confident. They're not as cocky as I've seen other teams that did not have anything close to the best record. So what is it right now about this team that is making people so hesitant to puff their chests out?
Starting rotation? That's a guess. I don't know.
I think you're right. However, the pitching has gotten better.
Yeah, and Alex Cobb, it was great. Matt Boyd was great. I agreed with Chris Ostenheimer, who was on the midday show yesterday, where he's like, I need a couple more starts before I say this is a really good move for them.
I totally understand that, but that would only make sense to me if you're also pointing out the other teams in the American League and why their starting pitching is so much better. And I really don't think you can truly do that.
The Cleveland Indians in 2015, the year before they went to the World Series, they finished 81-80 that season. 81-80. They only played 161 that year. They had Carlos Santana, Jason Kipnis, Francisco Lindor, Michael Brantley on that team. Michael Bourne. They had Lonnie Chisenhall at that time was a name that we argued about. Like, you had guys in that team that were household names already in 2015. Like, these are still guys. Like, you have Jose Ramirez. He's the king of kings. And you have Stephen Kwan, where a lot of people were down on Stephen Kwan last year. No one wants to admit that. The Derry brothers will tell you.
Sophomore
slump.
A lot
of people were down on Stephen Kwan last year at the end of the season, and he's obviously come on strong this year. In that rotation, you had Trevor Bauer, don't even call. You had Corey Kluber. You had Carlos Carrasco at that time. You had guys in that rotation who were known names, known commodities in 2015. So when you get to 2016 and you finished over 500 in the year before, he'd already been to the postseason with Terry Francona, there was kind of this anticipation. Like, there might be, if they're at 72-49 next year, somewhere around the same thing, I bet there'd be a lot more cockiness at that time. Now, I haven't seen how the rest of this season plays out. Who knows?
Do you think
I bet there'd be a lot more cockiness because we will have trusted the guys in this lineup more. We will have trusted the starting rotation more, so on and so forth.
Do you think it is just the fact that it's not Tito? That even though, for the most part, we have loved...
For the general fan, maybe a little bit.
Vogt's job, I know it's been more questioned over the last month and a half. Even though, again, still best record in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
That you can't just rely on, hey, we've got a guy that's won the World Series as a manager. We've got a guy that's been in this situation before.
Yep. Coming in hot at 940. 216-474-0092. Why aren't fans cocky? Why are they very humble? Why are they quiet right now about the rest of the Guardians season?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.